producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
A.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The truth shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy. Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
All right, let me just take the Happy Meal box virtual reality goggles off of my head so I... Oh, there you are, Ty. I see you now.
RSD, what's going on, buddy?
Dude, I was just trying... Super Don and I were debating last hour about whether it's actually healthier that they're in Sweden selling these empty Happy Meal boxes for kids. So at least they don't have to eat the food. But who knows what they're going to watch with McDonaldland virtual reality goggles.
I'm not familiar with the story, so what are they doing? They're selling virtual goggles at McDonald's?
Yeah, it's sort of like, you know, the old Happy Meal prize used to be a plastic toy from China. In Sweden, they're now getting high-tech with this thing, and they're selling you an empty Happy Meal box for $4, and you can put it on your head, no food in it, and you have some kind of thing you plug into your phone, it downloads something, and then your kids can be entertained for hours wearing Happy Meal boxes on their heads.
Isn't that more than a Happy Meal cost? aren't they charging more for the box?
Probably, but again, it's just wild, the technology. Who knows what kind of virtual reality our kids would be exposed to, but then again, I mentioned the fact that, you know, if you want to go to McDonald's, make a deposit, do not make a withdrawal. The bathrooms are fine.
Good suggestion.
Yeah, just trying to help out here. But anyway, next week, I can't believe how fast this is coming up. The Cal Jam, TMB, RSV, Billy D. Who else is going to be there? Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. I got rhymes for everybody that's going to be there.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Next week, Cal Jam. I can't believe it's just barely over a week from now that we'll be down there in California together. Dr. McCullough will be there, won't he?
Yes, Dr. McCullough. Aaron Elizabeth will be there. The paleocardiologist, Dr. Jack Wolfson. I'm trying to connect with a doctor from Australia who's coming in for it, hopefully in the next few days. And, you know, we've just got so many exciting things happening there. And great presentations, and we should have, will we have the expanded edition of Unlock the Power to Heal there? Did that go on order?
Yes, we should have it. It should be delivered by Monday. Okay. down to Jono's house down in San Diego, and he's going to bring it up, so we'll have it. We should have it there.
So you could be the first to get the new expanded revised edition of Unlock the Power to Heal if you come and see us at the Cal Jam. Tickets still there. Lots of fun events. I'm still trying to figure out what to wear for 70, 80s parties. I'm lost on that. I don't even have the NAC t-shirt anymore I had when I was in elementary school.
Oh, you need maybe some pink spray for your hair, just to color it pink or blue, and you'll be good.
But I never did that. I mean, we talked about the wardrobe of the 70s and the 80s, and there was parachute pants and lots of polyester. It was horrible.
I don't know that I was really ever into the fads of dressing during the 80s, when I was in high school, but I never did the colored hair.
Yeah.
Never did anything like that. I think probably in the 80s I dressed probably like I would have, like they did in the 60s.
Yeah.
So now that we're 2016, maybe the clothes that I wear now are actually 80s clothes, and I just don't know it. Maybe I'll just wear what I wear.
You're back in style, my friend. All right, well, let's jump into and go outside the box. And this is a story that is a heartbreaking story. As a mother who was convicted of withholding her son's medicine, chemotherapy, she was, there was partly treatment that she was set up and filled prescription. You give the pills to your kid. And evidently, it was just so brutal to watch this kid be in so much pain after every pill that the mom like any mom would say, I can't torture my kid like this. You know, that's what doctors do. They can torture people. But she, as a mom, I couldn't torture. And unfortunately, the child died, and they basically put her in jail. But the good news is there's a state Supreme Judicial Court reversed the judge's order denying her a motion for a new trial. So she may have, because they said it was attempted murder. I was like, what mother is attempting to murder a child by not wanting to torture her child?
Yeah, that's the bizarre thing about this is not that, you know, we've seen other instances of parents not wanting to give their kids chemo or other harmful drugs. But this case is particular that the state's position was that she had ill intent, not that she was, you know, that she withheld a good treatment, but that she had ill intent, that she was trying to kill him. In other words, it's totally the opposite of the opposite side of the coin from the parents that we've seen in the past that just said, look, you withheld treatment. We know that you were doing what you thought was best, but the state knows what's best, and you're going to give the kid treatment. Now, the Massachusetts position was she was trying to kill him, which is really bizarre in light of the fact that we know that chemotherapy causes cancer. I mean, there's several different types of chemotherapies that are known carcinogens. Right. I don't know if this was one of them, but we know that chemotherapy causes cancer. So it's kind of a bizarre position that she was trying to kill him by withholding something that could cause cancer.
Do you understand why the medical profession can be such a cold and cruel profession? Because it's just like Cassandra. Remember Cassandra? She was featured in The Truth About Cancer. They strapped her down to force her to take chemo. She says, I do not consent. And they still go ahead and do it. And you have to be so cold and robot-like to do this and detached, unemotional. And a mom, how do you expect a mom to be that way? Or a dad, when you give them these pills and they're just writhing in pain after each pill. And they seem to be improving when they're not on the pill. And yet when a doctor gives the pill and brutalizes these kids, and maybe the kid lives, but maybe the kid dies, the doctors are never brought up on charges of murder.
No, they're not. And, you know, this is just another bizarre, oxymoronic type of scenario that we see with chemotherapy all the time. One of the things that I will be discussing next week at CalJam, very briefly, of course, because we've got, 25 minutes for our lecture, so I'm used to an hour, and so are you. But one of the slides in there is Thomas Navarro, right? Jim and Donna Navarro's son, who wanted to go to Brzezinski Clinic. The FDA would not allow him until he did the chemo and radiation. And on his death certificate, it says that he died from chemotherapy. So here's a situation where the government forced him to do a treatment against his parents' wishes. The treatment killed him. The coroner said it killed him, but no one's in jail. No one's held accountable for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like the David Steffen case up in Canada. We just had him on and updated. And, you know, the youngest child died. And it's even inconclusive in the autopsy, but the Canadian authorities are saying that they didn't provide for the necessities of life, trying to threaten parents now based on this claim that if they don't vaccinate, because Canada is not allowed in their constitution to force medical treatment, including vaccination. So the backdoor method would be to say, hey, parents, look out. If we find out your kid dies from what we call a vaccine-preventable disease and you didn't vaccinate them, we're coming after you with criminal charges. So it's just really ugly what the pharmaceutical industrial complex, the pharmaceutical church and Health Canada and or our authorities here in the United States are doing in combination and concert to force people to accept these poisons and not allow or disallow any other options, including a mom who says, you know what, I can't stomach poisoning my kid this way.
Yeah, I mean, what mother could? I mean, that seems like that would be a normal response. You don't want to see your kid writhing in pain and throwing up. So, you don't give him whatever it was that was causing the pain.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, the child died. You wonder, I mean, how many, does it say in the article how many rounds of chemo that he went through first?
It was a lot. I mean, there was months left on this thing. And so they were doing inpatient, outpatient, and at home. And it was a 2-year treatment plan, chemo during hospital, during clinic visits, as well as home meds. So this was a brutal treatment focus. Mm. Now, the high court basically said that the trial attorney she had, her first trial attorney, was ineffective because he failed to consult an independent oncologist to rebut the prosecution's claim that LaBrie, this woman, withheld her son's medication because she wanted to kill him. So ineffective counsel may be giving her a second chance to combat this charge.
Yeah.
But again, we're living in a medical monopoly. We're living under a medical church. Here in the United States, under the First Amendment, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. But we do have a state-sanctioned religion. I've told you time and time again, folks, it's not Christianity, it's not Judaism, it's not Islam, it's the pharmaceutical church. And this is wrong. It violates that First Amendment.
It is. It's wrong. And, you know, it's interesting. I'm reading the article a little closer here that said that the boy had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after he turned 7. So it was 2 years before he died when he was 9. And it came back. It returned as leukemia. I remember specifically reading some studies that were done, and I can't remember if it was Dr. Diamond, MD. I think it was Diamond that had done the studies on kids with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and showed that that they were 10 times or so more likely for that to return as leukemia when they were doing certain chemotherapy drugs. In other words, the drugs, the chemo is what caused it to return as leukemia.
Precipitated leukemia, exactly. But again, these are the kind of things we're still dealing with in the medical dark ages of the 21st century. Now, another study here, we got a couple minutes before break, but new study linking vitamin D deficiency with breast cancer cell growth. You know, I don't talk a lot about vitamin D here because I most likely like to encourage you to get it from sunshine, but I realize there are some whole food type supplementation forms versus synthetic varieties.
You know, I'm sorry, Robert, I'm having a hard time doing two things at once here tonight, but I was just reading some of this article. I just loaded it up on the vitamin D. It shows that as much as 35% of all cancers have a foundation lacking nutrition, but when you have the lifestyle factors such as smoking and exercise included, the associated risk becomes stronger, maybe as high as 85%. I'm trying to figure out. No, I don't see. I was hoping that they had referenced in this article here. There's a Creighton University study that was done, I think, in 2009. That showed that not just breast cancer, but all different types of cancer, 77% of them could be avoided with proper vitamin D. 77% of cancers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sorry, I'm not doing a good job of multitasking here tonight, but I don't see that being referenced here, but we do know that that's the case.
Yeah, well, but the opening, as you say, 35% lacking nutrition. That means deficiencies. When we add in lifestyle, 85%, which of course contribute to deficiencies, but it's more proactive in terms of accelerating deficiencies due to poor lifestyle choices. So that leaves maybe 15%. And, you know, we might argue even smaller percentages of that really have a true genetic origin versus an epigenetic one, which means the lifestyle led to the cancer, the deficiency led to the cancer, the toxicology led to the cancer. All right, when we come back, we've got lots more healing to go with Ty Bollinger here as we go outside the box. Speaking of breast cancer, what about preventive mastectomies? We'll talk about them and what they do not do after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
In the show notes at robertscottbell.com today, you'll see a picture of Ty Bollinger, and it's been modified for the Cal Jam for next week, 18th, 19th, and 20th, I believe, in Costa Mesa. We'll be there. I'll be at the IAOMT. Hope to see Dr. Boyd Haley, Dr. David Kennedy. We're going to talk mercury, fluoride, all kinds of stuff over the weekend there at their Orlando conference. And, of course, the truth about cancer continues. We're going to go into the truth about detox, the truth about vaccines. There's a lot of awesome stuff coming up. And TMB is the man. He's making it happen. We're just along for the ride.
I don't know about that, man. It's a little bit of an exaggeration there, but I'll
No, today I'll I'm propping you up today.
Actually. Yeah, sounds like it. Sounds
This is one of those days where, like, you know, if I was your mom, I'd go, Ty, you stay in bed today. You don't go to work, right? But what do you want? Not your Jewish mom. So there we go. Just a buddy. Now, we were talking cancer. And we've talked about the absurdity of Angelina Jolie, radical preventive mastectomies. You don't have cancer. Mm-hmm. Take them off because they say you have a gene that's going to cause it. Now there's a study here about these preventive mastectomies. And weirdly enough, they don't talk about preventing cancer because we know that the breasts are not the cause of cancer. So removing them doesn't prevent it. Manifest elsewhere. But they're saying here it may not boost sense of well-being. So
that's almost a moment of duh, isn't it?
Right. I used to have mammaries. I now don't have mammaries. I don't feel so good. Is that surprising?
Of course not. I mean, it's like they could just substitute prostatectomy there too, right, for men. Preventative prostatectomy may not boost sense of well-being for men. Of course it doesn't boost sense of well-being. You just remove you remove your manhood or you remove your body parts. I mean, of course it's not going to make you feel better about yourself.
It's prophylactic mastectomy they're talking about, from removing your body parts before you have cancer because you're afraid you might get cancer. Now, that previous story about vitamin D was interesting because it said it was so prolific, and now even wasn't the study that you were referencing was even more so in terms of supplementation and lifestyle transforming the likelihood or non-likelihood of development of cancer later in life. But when they counsel you for these so-called BRCA gene mutations, which have actually been shown in some cases to be the opposite of what they try to convince you it means, and then they convince you to remove your body parts. It's just absolute. Again, when I say we're living in the dark ages of modern medicine, the medical church, I'm not kidding.
Yeah, we absolutely are. As a matter of fact, we did cover the BRCA gene in the second episode, I think, of the Global Quest. And we did discuss the fact that it actually is cancer protective. In many cases, not, and it does not actually increase your risk of cancer. It actually protects you from cancer. But of course, you don't hear that side of the coin when you see this in the mainstream, you know, media. You, all you see is, oh, you've got the gene, get the double mastectomy preventative just in case, so you don't come down with cancer. And the reality is that's not typically the case. As a matter of fact, I think that the more, well, I'm not even going to go down that road, but I think that even more than they claim that it would cause cancer, the reality is that it protects from cancer.
That's the irony. They don't want you to know that. And by the way, if you have this, we maybe should take your ovaries out too, right? Those things, who put them there? God? Oh, he goofed, right? I mean, this is the arrogance of modern medicine, medical man. I mean, this is just atrocious.
Aren't they doing that now? I mean, aren't they doing that, though?
Yeah, indeed they are. I used to say what ovaries are us, you know, drive-through removal service, right? This is it. Just drive-through, we'll pull them out because those pesky little things, somebody put them there by accident, ladies. You don't really need them. I mean, one day you're going to have menopause anyway. We'll just give it to you right at the get-go. Kids, who needs them?
Mm-hmm. It's insane. It's just a total backwards paradigm when it comes to treating cancer. Because as you mentioned earlier, you know, the breasts are not what cause cancer. The ovaries are not what cause cancer. The prostate's not what causes cancer. Those are organs, body parts that the cancer manifests in. Mm-hmm. Their symptom, the cancer is really the symptom. The tumor is a symptom of something that's gone wrong in the body, but that's not the cancer. So it's, you know, you don't have cancer because those are bad body parts. That just happens to be where the cancer might manifest at that time. And that's why you hear the story so frequently of somebody that had breast cancer, had the breast removed, and now it's back in the liver. Well, that's because they weren't bad breasts. They were the place that the cancer manifested, and now they're gone, so it finds another place to manifest because there's nothing that's changed in the internal train of the body.
Exactly, my friends. The truth about cancer is going to be re-released. When? In April? Coming up?
April 12th. It's the first day.
So we'll have links up in the show notes, as always, at robertscottbell.com. You'll see a nice banner there with Ty's picture. Click on it, it'll take you there, and you'll be able to, if you missed it before, you'll get it next time. What happens at a healthy baby check beside vaccinations?
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Each week, CNB, RSB, Super D, go outside the box together. And also, The Truth About Cancer, as we mentioned, will be reissued, if you will, in April the 12th. I've linked it up. We've got a nice picture of Ty and The Truth About Cancer, a global quest, and you can click on that link in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Also, cancertruth.net, and you can find Cancer Step Outside the Box there. Also, the reissue Is it available to order the truth, or unlock the power to heal? I know that we've got the first orders for the Cal Jam, but when people place their orders now, will they be getting the expanded edition?
Yeah, if they go to Amazon to buy Unlock the Power to Heal now, it is the expanded edition now.
Okay, so you're first to know. We've just got it officially done, and that's because of all the behind-the-scenes work that you don't just know that TMB does. He's just, it's like, is there any, I haven't found anything you can't do.
Oh, there's lots of things.
There is one thing. You don't look, you can't look pretty in a dress.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
I found one thing.
There's really only about four or five things I do well. I just focus on those all the time.
You do them so well, it just, like I said, it overwhelms my ability to think you can do anything, everything, all the things that you do. Ooh, do the thing you do. Now, what is it that you do? Well, we talk about health and healing from a different perspective. We point out the news stories. We point out the absurdities within the medical establishment as well. And now the U.S. pediatricians have added another question to their list. When you take your kid to what they call a well baby visit, now, well baby visits are basically code words for let's vaccinate them. Let's get them vaccinated. You have to have a well baby visit because we need to test the circumference of your head to see if you're growing. And if you're an inch too big or an inch too small, we're going to frighten you that it's some crazy thing going on. I mean, that's just the way they play it.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea here, get you and vaccinate you and now ask you questions like the last question on the list they've just added. What is it, Super Don? You've got it memorized. What is that question?
They are asking, do you have a problem making ends meet at the end of the month?
Hmm. Why would they do that?
Well, I believe they are trying to combat poverty because there are studies out there showing that children living in poverty end up suffering health conditions later on in life.
So now the doctors have a drug for poverty?
No, actually, if you answer that question with a yes, they then refer you to some community social services and government social services in order to help you not be in poverty.
So they're welfare recruiters now?
Basically, yes.
Now, TMB, put on your accounting hat for a moment. I'm going to ask you, if you're so-called in poverty and you go on welfare, does that get you out of poverty?
I don't think you have to be an accountant to understand that question. No, it doesn't get you out of poverty. It just puts you on, it puts you further on the government teat is what it does.
So it basically it breeds more dependence. And of course, guess what?
Yeah.
When you get that welfare check or whatever it is, it doesn't supply you with organic non-GMO food, does it?
It doesn't, no. No, it doesn't. As a matter of fact, we've seen the quality of some of these, the welfare meals that the kids have been receiving at schools over the last several years. We've covered them in depth, and they're far from organic, non-GMO meals, that's for sure.
Yeah, the heavy subsidization of genetically engineered foods, corn for high fructose corn syrup and all the additives, much less ethanol. You know, these things are all loaded with pesticides, glyphosate, etc. And, you know, this is the problem with poverty, is not that they're impoverished so much, is that what they can afford, the food is impoverished. The food that's cheap is devoid of minerals. It's all processed and packaged in cellophane.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, this is why we focus so much on growing food again. In the inner cities, everywhere, the schools, last week my daughter's school, we took them to an organic farm, so they learned the basics of gardening. And now they've started their own garden at the school, which is, like, to me, as valuable as any arithmetic that they would learn, maybe more so in terms of survival.
Yeah, that's probably one of the most important classes or trips that they took, that they will take all year, is learning how to garden, learning how to grow your own food. That's when we're talking about practical education right there.
Right. If not, they'll grow up and have to eat their teacher when they're hungry. That's not good. I don't know. Anyway, so it's interesting. And, you know, the other thing that the pediatricians have been told to do is ask them if there's a firearm in their home.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, they want to come at you. Definitely want to be careful who we tell that we have firearms to, right? Mm-hmm. Because the reality is that they want to come for the guns eventually. I mean, that's – you can't overrun, take over society if they have weapons to defend themselves. And so long term, you know, that could be a whole other show that we could talk about, the Second Amendment and the right and so forth. But that's the long term goal. So you got to watch out for that too. Got to watch out for any questions about, oh, do you own a firearm? Would you use a firearm to defend yourself and so forth? Any iteration of that question.
Sure. And they're worried about lead poisoning. No, not from guns, from water. And what are these pediatricians doing in Flint or anywhere else where they're finding lead in the water? Now, we know that physicians are trained, the ones we know, friends of ours, in intravenous chelation, oral chelation, other detoxification techniques, but I still see nothing in the news cycle about remedies for these kids who have been hammered with heavy metals and lead coming in through the water in Flint, and now lead found in the drinking water at Newark schools in New Jersey.
So do we have any idea what the source is? Because I was talking to Mike Adams, and he believes that the lead up in Flint mm-hmm. was from the pipes, actually, because of the difference in the acidity of the water.
Correct.
That was run there over several different years, that the change in the pH level caused the lead from the pipes to erode. Do they have any idea if that's the same thing that happened here in Newark?
Well, in Newark, they're looking at the lead pipes as well because of the ancient, if you will, piping in a lot of these older schools in the Northeast. Mm-hmm. And so that is something of consideration. They said, Newark schools range from 16 to 558 parts per billion. When the EPA says the threshold that requires action is 15. So they were all up well above that level in the Newark school buildings. And again, these are probably very old with old piping as such. And the question I have to ask, and I don't have the answer here, is are they fluoridating the water that's going through those pipes? Because remember, fluoride increases uptake of heavy metals. It's fluorosilic acid, and it can eat away at the pipes as well.
Yeah, that's I'm sure that's part of the problem there. It's interesting though that you read these articles and it's like we got lead in the water, but doesn't really get to the heart, the cause, and mm-hmm. so there's really not any kind of a resolution for this, is there?
Sure. Well, and we know there's filtration technologies that can, in the very least, for the moment, clean this out. Maybe they're unwilling to buy a filter. I don't know. There's also, again, as we said, remedies in terms of IV chelation. The dawn of that technological leap in medicine, intravenous chelation, was designed because they found that it pulled the lead out of people who were exposed to it. And so detoxified lead and other heavy metals, the side benefit was that it cleared the arteries, and that was the moment they reclassified IV chelation as quackery because it would have prevented the emerging field of heart bypass surgery. Multi-billion-dollar field in the 20th century that would have been wiped out due to IV chelation, but they couldn't allow that. And so it was legitimate medicine, suddenly it became quackery because it threatened the economic viability of the cardiovascular profession.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's interesting, you mentioned the chelation. Dr. Buttar is so funny because, you know, he'll say, you know, I could just not eat this, but I'm going to eat it, but I'm not worried about it because I'm just going to chelate afterwards.
He is a funny guy, yeah.
He's always got his IVs ready to chelate himself, and, you know, that's part of what his typical health regimen is. He has the ability to do that where a lot of people don't, is, you know, he's got all of the IVs and he's got all of the chemicals there, the EDTA and the DMPS and all the things that he uses.
Well, I just said, Rosh, I was like, dude, come on, just don't put it in. But that's, you know, I don't have the IV with me, even though I know how to do it homeopathically and with selenium. But still, I try to minimize the risk because there's enough in our environment that we can't account for, including what's being sprayed over our heads.
Yeah, that's true. The sprayed over our heads, I think that's one of the reasons I'm feeling so lousy today. It's all the chemtrails here in Tennessee. It's ridiculous. It looks like a chemical nightmare. And it was interesting, too. A couple of nights ago, I'd taken Bryce to a baseball game, and it was right by Nashville International Airport. And, I mean, I look up at the sky, and it's literally a chemical haze. It's just like a checkerboard. It's just insane amount of chemtrails. And then there are the 747s flying right overhead, about to land. I mean, you know, dozens of them going over, not a single chemtrail behind them. I mean, nothing coming out.
Yeah.
So clear that it wasn't exhaust.
Yeah, it wasn't exhaust. Exactly. And you know, speaking of these things, you know, when I see these days, I look up in the sky, and I know we have to be outside in some of them. Of course, I increase the number of, you know, the 50 microgram tablets of selenium I give the kids as well. And usually they'll ride through it when a lot of kids will get sick. I mean, sometimes they'll get a little sniffle. And it's just, like I said, there's no way to get through life without having symptoms sometimes because we are so exposed. And you add in a little bit of stress, a little bit of less sleep than we should have, and any number of factors, and suddenly we're susceptible to something that normally we would be resilient enough to keep away. And, you know, just recognize we're all human. I've run myself down at times, too, despite all that I know. And it's just part of what we have on this planet right now. But we have to be very vigilant in our defense of our health and recognize it's not just about eating well. We have to supplement at this point.
Yep. Yeah, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. And so the selenium's a big one, isn't it?
It really is. You know, when we talk about cellular metabolic functions and detoxification functions of every cell and the liver, selenium is a number one, and of course you've written about it extensively in terms of its cancer prevention potential, but it is a daily metabolic, you know, detoxifying mineral, if you will, that without which we can't produce adequate glutathione.
And glutathione is the master antioxidant, so very, very important to keep the selenium up, isn't it?
It is, and that's, you know, that's, these are detox pathways we talk about all of the time here. That's why our good buddy Daryl Wolf will be together with him in Toronto, Canada, April 8th, 9th, and 10th at the Total Health Conference. And I can't wait to see him. We're going to have a great time up there.
The Doc of Detox.
Yeah, he is the Doc of Detox. All right, fired up, folks. We got one more segment. TMB's going to hang in with us because he's just that awesome. And we're going to talk about the mental health advocates that go crazy over a Bernie Sanders joke. And also, if I don't get knocked off the air in this next segment, we'll talk about earplugs at loud concerts. Is there scientific evidence to support their use? Yeah, we're going there. We are going there. After the break, TMB, RSB, Super D, after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bear Carroll.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Yeah, well, Brian Johnson, lead singer for AC/DC, has evidently been thunderstruck. They're having to cancel tour dates because he's gone deaf, apparently.
No kidding?
Yeah, no kidding, man. I don't know whether it's because they played loud music all that time or if he's on opioids. I don't know the answer because that can also cause deafness like it did for Rush Limbaugh. But have you gone to a lot of concerts in your day growing up, going to a lot of rock concerts?
You know, I never really did, Robert. I've only been to a few in my life.
Wow.
The loudest I've ever been is like putting on headphones and cranking it up to 10. So
okay.
I've never really experienced the thrill of, you know, the banging and all that.
Yeah, well, I've been to loads of them growing up in high school. I got to do these whole volunteer ushering at one of the major venues in Atlanta because we had a friend's mother that ran that. So we got to see all the concerts for free, all the rock concerts, Blue Oyster Cult, Foghat, Jimmy Buffett. You know, some pretty big rock acts that when you leave, you have tinnitus. I mean, your ears are ringing for a couple of days. You hear this hissing sound. And after a while, I got word. I said, you know, I don't want to lose my hearing. And I started stuffing cotton in my ears at these events. And I hear the sound of the music better, believe it or not. You can actually hear it better. And then you don't leave with the ringing in your ears. You don't seem to damage your ears as much. But I tried to cover this yesterday when we somehow weird got cut off the air. It turns out the science is not there, evidently, to support what I was doing. There's not enough peer-reviewed literature to support putting an earplug in your ear at a rock concert. to benefit you. I'm like, dude, I got anecdotal evidence. I mean, isn't that not proof enough?
That's funny, man. So the science is not there to prove that if you put something in your ear that will cause less harm, that it won't hurt you. Basically,
I know.
Right?
I mean, it's like how many times have we been told that, you know, extra loud music can cause you to go deaf or lose some hearing?
Well, sure, damage sure.
The hairs, the cilia, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's just common sense. If you put earplugs in, you put cotton in your ears, you put something to protect from the loud sounds, you won't damage your ears as much. That's a given. They don't need to do a study on that, Robert. They really don't. I'm sure they will, though. They seem to find the craziest things to fund studies for.
But this is the thing. It's not real unless we study it and there's a peer reviewed on it and everything. And then okay, we'll approve it. It's scientific now. But for right now, it's completely experimental, putting earplugs in your ears and going to a loud rock concert. Do so at your own risk.
Exactly. You know, the only I remember Charlie and I, we bought our first house outside of Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
I used to stuff cotton in my ears at night, but not because of the rock music, but because there's two dogs that were right next door and just kept us up all hours of the night. So I'd stuff my ears with cotton to finally get some peace and quiet and go to sleep.
Oh, I feel for you. We had neighbors like that kept us up at night. Oh, just brutal, brutal. And, you know, I love animals, but, man, you want to do horrible things to these dogs for barking, and it's just that's their nature. But their parents, so to speak, their owners just didn't give a flip.
Oh, yeah. You definitely, in the middle of the night, you're definitely thinking some crazy things you'd want to do to those dogs. Mm-hmm. We won't talk about it on the air.
No, we won't. Let's see. What else? Oh, we just had a tweet on the vitamin D issue. So somebody says, so what is my choice? I either, get breast cancer or skin cancer, right? And I'm thinking, where do I get my vitamin D? It's like we get it from the sun, but people are still afraid of the sun.
Right. They're afraid of the sun. They're made so afraid of the sun that they are told to put toxic sunscreen on that have OMCs and other things that cause cancer in them. So it's not the sun that's going to cause the cancer. It's the sunscreens will cause the cancer. Lack of sun will cause cancer. And then, of course, too much sun, if you're getting, fried, then that's an issue as well. But, a reasonable amount of sun each day is an essential for staying healthy.
Getting enough. Now, the last story briefly before we have to break is about a mental health advocate, or a number of them advocates, go bonkers. This is a bad headline. Goes crazy over Bernie Sanders' stroke, right? You're not supposed to say crazy either. But basically, Sanders was talking about increased funding and access for mental health. He says, if we need an example for the need for this, just look at the Republican debates. That's a good joke, right? But evidently, people are so politically correct now that you can't even make a joke about like that.
I saw a funny Bernie joke. It was actually a joke on Bernie today.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody sent me a meme in an email, and it's got a Bernie Sanders 2016 sticker, a decal, and it's ripped in half. And it says on the other half, there's a little sticky note. It says, I took half of your sign because you had one and I didn't. I'm sure you understand.
Good for socialism. All right, that's it, folks. We're out of here. Outside the Box is over for today. We got lots more healing. Thank you, TMB, for joining us. And the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.